Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and today my guest is writer, director, producer, and actor, Jack Gunthridge. He is here to talk about his new young adult novel, Life, an autobiography as told by Jack Gunthridge. Now, Jack spent his childhood surrounded by the arts and humanities. He received an appreciation of literature from his mother, an English major who always encouraged creativity and the pursuit of knowledge. Between his sophomore and junior years, Jack attended the Ohio Governor's Summer Institute for Writers. He was accepted based on his screenplays, although he was writing prose at that time. After he graduated from high school, he attended Bowling Green State University and received a degree in film studies and art history. Since then, Jack has been busy juggling his many endeavors and is currently working on the second season of The Gunthridge Show. And you can find out more about Jack at his website, jackgunthridge.com. So that being said, welcome to the program, Jack.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I have to say congratulations on publishing Life. I know it just came out. So is this actually your first official book?
It is.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm actually feeling pretty good, although now I'm dealing with like the author label, which is very weird for me since I really consider myself more of a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had heard that you're not really comfortable with being considered an author. So tell us a little bit about your forays into writing. From what I understand, you actually have been writing more in the screenplay genre.
That's true. The book actually came out because it was based on a screenplay, and I thought that I could make it different enough from the screenplay to actually turn it into a book, which I felt comfortable with. But I don't know anything like officially about writing books. I know about how to write characters and to develop stories that way. So I really tried to make the book more of the characters telling their story.
So what motivated you then to actually put this into book form, since your typical format has been the screenplay?
I think I love the characters and the story so much that I wanted to share it with other people. I haven't been able to turn the actual screenplay into a movie yet. And so the book was a way for me to get the story out there to people in a way that was at least financially feasible at this time.
And probably hitting a different audience as well.
That's true. And, you know, maybe I can get more interest in the screenplay.
Through the book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it true that this actual storyline started when you were back in grade 7?
That's true. The screenplay for Life was the first screenplay I started to write, and I would work on it during study halls throughout high school. And I would just kind of shape it as I, you know, was growing up.
Mm-hmm. So this has been a work in progress for many years then.
Yeah, I think it's probably my most personal story, especially at this point. It's the one I care the most about.
Mm. So do you think you would still be in this whole profession if you weren't so strongly encouraged when you were a child in the arts and really to pursue your creativity?
I mean, I thank my parents and my entire family for just always encouraging me. If there was anything I wanted to do, I would at least be able to try it, and I would receive their support. And I really don't see myself being anything different than what I am right now, but that's really, you know, based on how much encouragement I got from my parents.
Mm-hmm. So what is your family saying about this new novel?
They are actually not treating me much differently. I think it's just like a part of me, and they're like, oh, I'm writing a novel.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like something I would do.
Mm-hmm. So it's expected. Oh, that's great. Well, tell us a little bit about your professional career so far, Jack, and then how Life really fits into the whole evolution.
The majority of my career has been making movies. I've made 2 feature-length films now, and I've been working on my TV show. And Life fits in that way, and I think it fits more in with like the feature films I've done in terms of the love stories and exploration of, you know, the theme of love and how people are when they are in love in that sense. I think it's also comedic, which fits in with the majority of my career.
So tell us where are these the films that you've made? Are these films that we're seeing in theaters? Is this independent film?
It is more independent film. They are available on DVD through Amazon at the moment, and you can actually read about some of the actors and stories behind the films on IMDb. They're being listed on there right now.
Okay. And your show, The Guntridge Show, tell us about that.
It is a sketch variety web-based TV show, and right now I'm playing with the form a little bit. Any idea I have, I'm really playing with how TV shows are looked at. So I have more of a flexibility with it. In a way, I would say it's a combination of the Jack Benny program and the Muppet Show.
Sounds very interesting. Do you have your own studio?
Right now, it's currently in my apartment. I have a curtain backdrop for the show. So it's very low budget, but it's web-based, and it allows me to experiment.
Well, I mean, doing your own thing and putting it up online in so many different formats, whether it be YouTube or just posting on your own website or wherever, this is kind of the wave of the future, don't you say?
Yeah, and I'm excited to be a part of it. I mean, few people, I think, really get to start out in new technology and define what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. Okay, so tell us about Life, about your book, and what this book is about. Tell us about the story.
Life is the story of Jack and Christine. They are two kids who have grown up together. It tells how they've had to transition from friends to lovers and really how hard it is to make that transition.
Okay, so tell us a little more about the character Jack, and this story is basically about him told through the viewpoints of many different characters. So he is basically the central key figure in this story. So tell us about him.
Jack is, I think, an interesting character. He is by nature a comedian and enjoys chaos, but he's also a highly ordered individual. He has rules that he has to follow. So though he might disrupt everybody else's order, he has to also order his life very carefully. And I think also he is somebody who knows what he wants, but is also like bound by rules. So he might want to be with Christine, but he knows that if he is to please his father and everything, that he probably shouldn't, be with Christine.
Okay. And so how old is he through this book?
It goes from his birth through, 18 years old.
To 18. And what about Christine? Tell us about her.
She is an interesting person, I think. I don't want to say that she's spoiled, but she does lead a somewhat charmed life. She's the popular girl. She will follow the crowd more so than make actual decisions, which I think causes part of the problem between her and Jack, is that Jack wants stuff his way and she...
Wants it hers?
Not so much that, but I think she wants to follow what everybody else is doing and be popular, and Jack wants to set his own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's that conflict there. But she, I don't think she really knows what she wants, and she just kind of lives in the moment.
And it's up to her, for age in this story, she's up to 18 as well?
That's correct.
Yeah. So why did you decide to tell this story from the perspective of so many different characters?
I think it really comes from my filmmaking background, in which I'm used to writing in various different characters. And for me, it became, I didn't want it to be one person's story, because I think if we look at our own lives, we might see something some way, but our friends will see it another way.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when it comes to relationships, we have friends who disapprove of who we're dating at the time, but they're still our friends and support us. I thought that was important to show.
Mm-hmm. So these two, Jack and Christine, they're the main characters. Are any of the other characters that you bring in, are they pretty weighty as well, or is this just a myriad of different people that come and go?
It is mostly Jack and Christine who are talking. I have a few pages where Arthur, who is Jack's best friend, tells part of the story. And then there's another section with Melinda, who is one of Jack's other good friends.
Mm-hmm. So do you think, okay, you're talking about the perspective of different characters, that could possibly come from your screenwriting background and that type of writing. Are there any other markers or indicators in your novel writing, in this book, that really reflect the fact that you come from a film background?
I would say that the patterning of the descriptions of like what the characters write, it almost comes off more like a dialogue. I know at points Jack and Christina are almost talking back and forth to each other as if they're doing like an instant message thing. But, I mean, even like a play background, you can read the script and just like perform it on a stage with like the characters being performed by actors.
Mm-hmm. That's such an interesting way to write. So you consider this story to be a dual love story. So how so? We've got the Jack and Christine. So what's the other love story going on?
The other love story is about parents and children. You have Jack's father being, you know, loving and wanting to make the decisions for Jack's life, which are the best for him. And then you have Christine's father and possibly his lack of love for Christine because of his own self-interest. But I really wanted to put in a love story with parents as well as children and what parents do for the children or don't do in some cases.
It seems to me that you've written this book and this story with a real strong message behind it, bringing in the parents' influence.
One of the things I wanted to put into the story really was how parents shape children's lives and what an absent parent does. I mean, I see society where parents are absent from a child's life and then they complain that their kid is acting up.
Mm.
And so I wanted to reflect that really in the story.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Hi there. Are you looking for new ways to promote your book? Why not consider being interviewed live? With the huge impact internet radio as well as podcasting is making in our society, your voice can now be heard worldwide. Let Juanita at Inside Scoop Live create the necessary steps for you. You will not only receive a web page of your own, but your interview will be available for MP3 download and RSS feed. As well, your interview will be posted on venues such as iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Alley, and the Inside Scoop Live blog. Go to InsideScoopLive.com today for more information. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Just to remind you, I'm talking today with Jack Guthridge, author of Life, an autobiography is told by Jack Guthridge. And you can find more out about Jack at his website, jackguthridge.com. So, okay, your subtitle says that this book is an autobiography as told by Jack Guthridge. And I know you've been writing this. You started writing this whole story when you were young in seventh grade. So how much of this book, then, is autobiographical?
I have started out saying that very little is autobiographical, and I would still hold true to that. But it seems like the more that I have talked about it, there were events that were influenced, at least by my life, if the actual facts were not true.
Mm-hmm. So was there a Christine in your life?
That is probably one of the hardest questions to answer. There was not an actual Christine. There was a girl who helped shape the character, especially in terms of like the divorce theme with her parents and everything else. All those were actually influenced by an actual person.
Mm-hmm. So this is a pretty personal story to you then.
It's probably my most personal story. It's really the work I want to be known for. So, I mean, when I have the character Jack, you know, eventually changing his name to my name, it's really the artist identifying himself with the artwork.
Mm-hmm. So from what I understand, Jack, there's a sequel attached with this book. So you've got another phase of this whole storyline. So tell us about the sequel.
I will tell you what I can about it. I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
I really think of the sequel as like a mirror of the story, whereas this one is really more about children wanting to grow up. The sequel is going to be about Jack and Christine as they try to recapture their youth. And I also want the sequel to deal with the theme of parents again. But this time it will be, you know, Jack and Christine dealing with...
with their kids.
Yes.
Okay, I see where you're going. So do you have the complete storyline already in your head? Do you know everything that's going to happen?
I'm pretty sure I do. I haven't touched that script since I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, wow.
But I really don't think that it has changed much.
And so I know that you talked about that you want to make this into a movie. So how is that all, how are you hoping that that all unfolds with the books and the movie?
I really don't know. I mean, this project is so personal to me that I don't want to turn it into a movie until I can be sure everything is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of casting and everything. So I'm really going to wait and see how the book does.
Mm-hmm.
I really consider them two separate works, so I mean, I'm happy if the story gets out there as just a book.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I had read that somewhere too, that you really, you look at the book and then you look at the screenplay as two different sets of work, which is interesting.
As an artist, I don't like to duplicate myself, and so I wouldn't have written the book if I thought it was just a novelization of a screenplay.
So what would be the difference?
The difference is the movie really centers on like a year of Jack and Christine's life, like between their 17 and 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the book gives more of the background of their story and how they got together.
I see. Okay. So what is the actual time frame of this story? What decades are we talking about?
I don't think I have it set in an actual decade.
Oh, okay.
I think it has changed a little bit. It probably started off in the 90s, but now it's into the more modern age.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering because I know that I had read somewhere that you were very heavily influenced by music from the 50s and 60s, so I was wondering if you had set this story, you know, back in that time frame.
No, I think that as a teenager, everybody else was rebelling against something else, and so I rebelled against them rebelling, and so I somehow ended up like watching movies from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and listening to music from the 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an odd...
An odd influence.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, I was wondering, you know, what themes and how relatable the actual story would be to modern-day young adult readers if you had set it in you know, a time back in the 50s, but clearly you've set it in recent times. So I want to talk a little bit now about the age appropriateness of this book and your intended audience, because it is a young adult novel, but there are some pretty strong themes in here.
That's true. I would consider it PG-13 or higher, coming from my film background. I don't think it's appropriate for younger children, and even like the younger age, 13, 14 years old, I think parents should be taking an active role in what their children read or watch. And every child is different. I know that in some of the places the book is listed as like having a reading level for ages 9 to 12, which I disagree with and I can't change even though I'm the author.
Mm-hmm.
But I think parents need to take an active role in what their children are actually, you know, consuming in terms of arts.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. So I guess the what we're talking about here is really that you go into some of the romantic aspects of Jack and Christine's relationship and their takes, you know, that they're exploring sexuality at that age. So that's where we're going, right?
That's correct. And, I mean, I've talked to some of my friends. We've had this discussion about the age appropriateness of it. And so, you know, we started then talking about our own experiences at that age. And, you know, it's going to vary for everybody else. And I think that as a society, we need to discuss this.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good point. And, you know, we're living in a time where kids are growing up so quickly, you know. At 12, 13 years old, they're pretty well versed in this. But it's still, you know, I hear you saying that it's still so important that even though in this day and age where kids are exposed through entertainment, through TV, through movies, whatever, to sexuality at such young ages, that it still is really critical that parents are involved and really know what their children are being exposed to.
I mean, as an artist, I've always been interested in having a dialogue with my audience. And if I can have people at least discuss these issues with people, then I think I've done at least a worthwhile thing.
So who has been your big influences in your different pursuits, in your writing, your film, your art?
They're varied, too. I like older comedians like Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, the Marx Brothers, Mae West. I was heavily influenced by the Looney Tunes and the Muppets, even filmmakers like Billy Wilder.
So across the board.
Yeah.
That's such an interesting range. So what does your writing process look like, Jack? Are you sitting down with paper and pen, or do you have a laptop? Is this an everyday process? Just when you're inspired? Are you a 3 a.m. writer?
I will write usually when I'm inspired, and usually I don't plot out everything, like how I'm going to tell the story. I like to just kind of let it go, see where the characters take me. And, I mean, that's almost more interesting for me, is to see if I change. Like, I might start out a story with this character being a certain way, but then, like, when I actually start writing for the character, I learn, like, what it's like to feel like for another human being.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of go with that.
So you actually, then you kind of become an actor when you're writing.
I try to.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I don't set out ever knowing what I'm going to say for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of feel what they would feel.
Mm-hmm. Improv.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Okay, so let's mention your website. It's jackgunthridge.com. And so listeners, readers can get a hold of you through your website?
That's correct.
Okay, so what kind of information do you have up there?
I have all the information about my movies, TV show, the book, also some personal information, my email address, how you can contact me.
Great. And so you're not selling your book through your website, so we'll definitely direct our audience to look on Amazon and through local booksellers to purchase Life.
That's correct.
Okay, wonderful. So, you know, we mentioned earlier that you're in the second season of filming The Gunthridge Show. What else is in the future for you?
I am not really sure. I'm going to be just kind of taking life as it comes. See where it takes me. I'm enjoying doing the TV show right now. I might do another feature before long. It really just depends on what artistic mood strikes me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you sound like a true artist.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you for your time today, Jack. It's been wonderful talking with you. So much success to you, and thanks again.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay. All right, audience, that's been Jack Gunthridge. His latest book, a young adult novel titled Life, an Autobiography as Told by Jack Gunthridge, is out now. As mentioned, you can go to Amazon to order it or check out your local bookseller and have them order it. So I want to thank you once again for tuning into Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson, and until next time.